It's one thing to challenge your audience's perceptions when you've got the resources of the Walt Disney Corporation at your disposal. But what if you're an aspiring independent filmmaker working out of your mom's basement? Producer Sean Ramaswaram has the story of David Sandberg, the creator of Kung Fury, an 80s-style action figure complete with tight jeans, a bandana, and red Chuck Taylor all-stars. Sandberg was sure the internet would fall deeply in love with his creation if only he could get its attention.
If you were going to make a movie to impress the internet, what would you put in it? I'd probably go with Cats, Rihanna, and some Muppets.
Oh, no. What's the name?
Animal.
David Sandberg went with karate, cops, time travel, robots, dinosaurs, David Hasselhoff, Hitler, Thor, and a unicorn. He set it mostly in Miami in 1985. What's a dude to call a movie like that?
I wrote down a bunch of cool words. Inferno, justice, cop force. And then I had written like Kung Fu, and there was Fury. And then it just like clicked like Kung Fury.
He's a Kung Fu renegade cop.
I don't want to hear it, Kung Fury. I've just been to City Hall. You just destroyed an entire city block, for Christ's sake.
I quit.
Now he must defeat the most evil Kung Fu master in the world. Adolf Hitler, a.k.a. Kung Fuer.
Hitler, he's the worst criminal of all time. I need to kill him.
David Sandberg is a 29-year-old filmmaker from Sweden. He wrote, directed, and stars in Kung Fury, and he plays the cop named Kung Fury. David uploaded his movie to YouTube in May, and I'm pretty sure it's going to end up in some filmmaking textbooks one day, for being the most insanely ridiculous dream that ever went on to achieve such insanely ridiculous things. David dreamt Kung Fury up while making commercials and music videos in Stockholm. Like most dreams I hear about these days, it all started with him moving back in with mom.
And people thought I was an idiot. You had this great job and you moved out into your mother's place to shoot this weird Miami movie in front of a green screen.
David didn't care. He shot the movie on his own dime for as long as he could, doing all the visual effects himself.
The moment of like shooting is super cheap. But it was like 2 years, so it was so long. My savings were long gone. It was getting very frustrating. I couldn't afford food, and there was so much post-production work left that I needed help from visual effects artists.
Those artists cost money. So he did what anyone in his position would in December of 2013. He threw a trailer together and put it on Kickstarter.
I made this film for the internet. It was very like, I don't know, dinosaurs and robots. Somehow that feels very natural. In the trailer, it's like 15 seconds and a guy flips a police car.
Hey! You got a permit for those guns?
I've got your permit right here.
My plan was to post it on Reddit and hopefully get it on the front page. Nothing really happened, so I was like really, really depressed. I'd worked on this for 2 years. But then a few hours later, I was on Reddit, just browsing, and I saw the trailer on like the second page.
You are the chosen one.
A guy named Swagosaurus on Reddit had posted it. For some reason, his link did very well. That was when, you know, I started sweating a lot.
So you open your Kickstarter. What did you set your goal at?
$200,000.
And how much did you make?
$630,000.
Game over.
That was so insane to me. Like, nobody knew who I was, but they were still willing to give me money.
Yeah.
And it was going from such a tiny thing into, like, exploding.
Did you feel confident? Like, finally, the world recognizes my talent. Or was it more, I'm terrified?
Both. I was very happy that the internet believed in me.
Which shouldn't really come as a surprise. David gave every millennial exactly what they wanted. A movie concept that actually lived up to your wildest childhood dreams of what a movie should be.
When you look at movie posters from the 80s, it's like, wow. I remember as a kid, like, this is amazing. And also with old games, the front covers would be this incredibly awesome artwork that just looked like a huge adventure that you just wanted to play. But then when you start playing it, it was like two pixels moving. Yeah, you know,
exactly.
That feeling.
It looks so much better.
Yeah. So I wanted to make Kung Fury jump into that poster. It delivers what the poster promises, you know.
It does.
Who are you?
My name is Barbariana.
What year is this?
It's the Viking Age.
That explains the Lysoraptor. It went too far back in time.
You need to get out of this valley. This place is swarming with laser raptors. I'll meet you at the God's Drop. Katana can help you get there.
Who's Katana?
I'm Katana. I can give you a ride to Asgard.
A ride on what?
That was from David's half-hour version of Kung Fury. He spent all of 2014 working on it. When he finally wrapped up production earlier this year, the only question was how to deliver it to the internet or the most elite film festival on the planet.
I just wanted to post it on YouTube, but then we got an offer from Cannes and we felt it was such an honor that we couldn't say no to that.
The Cannes Film Festival in Cannes?
Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah.
This went from an idea you had to a trailer you made to a Reddit to Kickstarter. Mm. To Cannes. How did that happen?
We have heard about beaches in Cannes where they have screenings, and we thought that would be insanely cool. And that's like outside of the festival, but we send them like, hey, can we screen this? We didn't hear back for a month, and then we got like an official selection letter. When we had the screening, I was super nervous because there were some films before Kung Fury that was super serious.
Yeah.
And I thought people would hate Kung Fury for, I don't know, poking fun at the art or film or something.
I came back in time for you, Kung Fury, because, damn it, I love you.
The people loved it. They were cheering. I couldn't hear anything because people were laughing so much for the first 10 minutes.
Well, I need to head back to the office. Looks like it's going to be a hell of a lot of paperwork.
After conquering Cannes in May, David uploaded the movie to YouTube. It got 11 million views in its first week. It's got over 20 million now. That kind of popularity buys you all kinds of power online and new friends, too. Like David Hasselhoff, who will pretty much do anything David Sandberg asks now. Act, sing, dance, all three at the same time. I think we have to talk about David Hasselhoff.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to do a second trailer.
Yeah.
But I wanted to do it in form of a music video, and David Hasselhoff was like the perfect. He was like the first guy I thought of, and I didn't think it would be possible, but David was on board like the second he saw the trailer. Dominoes falling right in the street. Maybe this time there's no retreat, there's no surrender. When you meet David, the only thing he talks about is like Knight Rider. When I first met him, he was wearing the Knight Rider jacket.
Holy smokes. David Hasselhoff flew from like LA to Sweden in his Knight Rider jacket.
Yeah. How awesome is that?
David's working on a full-length version of Kung Fury now, but he doesn't need the internet's help this time. He's got friends in Hollywood who are putting up the money for more action, more cheese, and way more Hoff.
Did anyone ever tell you not to hassle the Hoff?
For On the Media, I'm Sean Ramisferum.
Sean Ramisferum is the host of Studio 360's Sideshow podcast. Find more of his stories at studio360.org/sideshow. The Phoenix rise again, fighting for life, for good, for all. That's it for this week's show. On the Media is produced by Kimmy Regler, Mira Sharma, Alana Casanova-Burgess, Jesse Brenneman, Sam Dingman, and Jenna Cagle. We had more help from Maya Brownstein, and our show is edited by me. Our technical director is Jennifer Munson. Our engineer this week is Greg Griffin. Katya Rogers is our executive producer. Bassist composer Ben Allison wrote our theme. On the Media is produced by WNYC and distributed by NPR. Bob Garfield will be back next week. I'm Brooke Gladstone.
Support for On the Media comes from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, the Ford Foundation, the Jane Marcher Foundation, the Overbrook Foundation, and the listeners of WNYC Radio.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.